Doing our taxes by April 15th is a modern calendar-like event, but of more interest to science-oriented people are the calendars of nature that track actual recurring phenomena. Eclipses, for example, repeat every 18 years and 11 and a third days, an interval called a Saros. Saroses happen because of the remarkable fact that three separate lunar cycles all come together after one Saros interval, with the dramatic consequence of repeating total solar eclipses, like the one coming up in Chile this summer. After three Saroses, an interval of 54 years and 1 month, a time span with the curious name of exeligmos, eclipses even return to the same part of the globe. Following this natural pattern, the great total solar eclipse over New York City on January 24, 1925, was repeated by another U.S. eclipse in February of 1979. That event, seen from Virginia Beach, was my first totality and the 20th century's final totality in the U.S. mainland. Unusually long eclipses also recur at Saros intervals. The Baja and Hawaii totality of 1991 replayed 18 years later with a long eclipse over China in 2009, although it was sadly overcast. Another Saros later will bring the longest remaining totality of this century over the Nile River in 2027. And then, completing the three Saros exeligmos, a six-minute totality will appear over Disney World in 2045, which will be the longest total solar eclipse in U.S. history. These natural patterns do not get media attention, but they are reliable cycles of astounding phenomena. Astronomers even assign a numbering scheme to each 11-year sunspot cycle. We just completed cycle 24, and we'll start 25 any time now. So if tax day puts numbers in your head, well, astronomy offers you a choice of dozens of counting schemes. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.